Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so every Wednesday, we do Dirty Work Wednesday. Natalia, explain to everybody, if they don't know, what dirty work is.
So you call us with an issue that you're having. It could be relationship problems, problems at work. Whatever it may be, we're going to handle the dirty work for you. We'll get to the bottom of things or hopefully clear things up.
Yeah, so what can we help you with today?
Yeah, I was calling to see if you guys could help me on this dirty work. My girlfriend, Becca, and I, everything is great, and things are starting to get a little serious, and like every other weekend we rotate. Like, she stays at my house, stay at her house because she has a dog, and you know, we just kind of like cherry pick.
All right, all sounds good. So it's not like the engagement time, but what's going on, I guess, lately to make you question?
Well, here recently, only when she is at her house, I will realize when I fall asleep. She waits for me to fall asleep, and then she gets out of the bed and she goes into the guest bathroom. She locks the door, she turns on the sink, and she sits in the middle of the floor, and I don't know what she's doing.
Justin, this is so easy. She just doesn't want to do number two business in front of you or use the bathroom while you're there.
I agree.
No, because we've done staycations before, and we kind of like joked about, you know, the whole bathroom thing to kind of like, you know, break that ice. But no.
Okay, so it seems like you guys, like, from what you just said, you guys can, you know, be honest with each other. So I'll be honest, Justin, did you walk up to Becca and say, hey, you know, like, I've noticed you get out of bed a lot. What's, you know, is everything okay?
Yeah, I actually did. The other day I was like, hey, the other night I woke up, I didn't see you in the bed, and I went looking for you, and I noticed that you were in the other bathroom with the light on and the water going. You know, I didn't know what you were doing.
Okay, so when you asked her about what was going on, was she defensive? Was she acting weird, kind of shady?
No, she was just like, yeah, I had to use the bathroom and I didn't want to wake you. So I kind of had to like leave it at that.
Okay, it's either you snore a lot and she's too embarrassed because of the relationship to tell you, or, I mean, do you think there's something else going on? Do you think that she's on the phone with somebody? Do you think she's, I don't know, texting somebody and that's why the water fountain's on? Like, do you feel in your gut you think she's cheating?
No, I don't think she's cheating, but I have noticed recently that when her phone dings, this name Bird comes up, and I've asked her, said, who's Bird? She goes, oh, it's just a friend. It's like a funny little nickname. And I said, it's a nickname. She goes, yeah, it's like a pet name, but it's just a really good friend from my school. It's no big deal.
Okay, so between her going into the bathroom at weird hours of the night, locking herself in there, and now there's this name, quote-unquote, Bird in her phone, a nickname, I can see why it kind of seems weird. Something feels up.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys could call and find out, because between her going to the bathroom and locking the door, and it's pretty much every time I fall asleep at our house, to having this random name pop up on her phone, I kind of want to find out what's going on. So if you guys could call her and see, because everything's going well, and I hope she's not cheating on me.
Yeah, Justin, we can do that. The thing that scares me the most is this whole, when you just said it out of your mouth that, she said, oh, no, it's just a little pet name. Like, usually pet names mean a little more, but maybe it doesn't. Hold on the line, and Natalia's going to get Becca's phone number. But I do have an idea. on how I think we can find out there's somebody else in this picture, okay?
Yeah, sure. I'll hold on.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to a Becca, please?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, this is Earl Simmons, and I'm calling because we recently found out you stayed at a staycation at the and we're calling to ask you three funny questions, and if you get all three of these right, you're going to get a one-night staycation at earlier at the beach.
Yeah, I really don't like to play games.
Yeah, no, I get it. Me too. I actually have an app that blocks these calls, and I work for a company that does this. But it's really, it's three simple questions. They're all funny, and it's a free staycation, so it'll take you a minute.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want a staycation at the here?
Exactly, and you can actually pick the date you want to stay, so you don't have to stay this weekend.
Well, it is my boyfriend's birthday coming up, so how long will it take?
Literally, less than a minute.
Okay, great.
All right, so I'm going to ask you three questions, and they're from your boyfriend. And all you have to do is get all three right, and if you get it right, you win. Question one, what is your boyfriend's favorite color?
His favorite color is blue.
All right, you got that right. Question two, you ready?
All right.
What is your boyfriend's favorite food?
Nachos. He loves nachos.
All right, that is correct. Are you ready for your last question?
All right, so if I get this last question, we get the staycation?
Yep, that's simple. It's question three. Here we go. What is your pet name for your boyfriend?
We don't have any pets.
No. I'm not talking about like actual animals. Like, do you have like a cute little name that you call your boyfriend? Like something that's just between you and him?
Oh, like my little name I have for him. Well, I don't have a name for him, but I do have a name for someone else. I guess we can use a Bird. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I have. I got Bird. Yeah, you did. You got it right.
Yeah, because I call him my little jailbird. So did I win?
Yep, you did. Congratulations. You guys got the staycation.
Awesome. Okay, great. So my boyfriend, he's going to actually love this staycation. He loves it.
Okay, I just need the other person's name who's going to be going to the staycation with you. What's his name?
His name is Justin.
Do you want me to put on like the little card in the room, like, welcome little jailbird, a.k.a. Justin?
No, my little jailbird, he's my ex who's actually currently locked up on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
But we still write each other a lot and keep each other updated. But I don't have a pet name for Justin.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, no matter what, you still get the win. And even though you don't call Justin your little jailbird, you're bringing Justin to the staycation, which is fine. So do you currently like still communicate with your ex? Is that why you still call him your little jailbird?
Yeah, I really don't talk to him on the phone because of the West Coast, so we're like pen pals, so we write each other, and I like to keep him up to date with what I'm doing in my personal life, so when my little jailbird gets out, there's no secrets.
Oh, okay, so pen pals. Make sure you tell him about this staycation with Justin, because you won!
Okay, great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.